It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week by Mountain Hardware and Sports. And it's time for the biggest sale of the year at Mountain Hardware and Sports, the Labor Day Garage Sale. This weekend, stop by Mountain Hardware and Sports' Donner Pass location and save up to 75% off top brands in apparel, footwear, hardware and tools, fishing gear, home decor, and more. Plus, round up your purchase to support local schools through the Tall Truckee Excellent in Education Foundation. The sale ends at noon on Monday, September 7th, so shop early for the best selection. Learn more at mountainhardwareandsports.com or on their Facebook page. Truckee River flows remain strong for early September. Measuring at around 276 CFS out of Taos City, 282 CFS through Truckee, 304 CFS near Glenshire, and 497 CFS at Farad. Water temperatures are beginning to trend downward, with Farad reaching around 65 degrees during the warmest part of the day, although water through town can still approach 70 degrees. So for now, you should focus on the early morning window, which is roughly from 5:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., and avoid fishing later in the day when the temperatures rise. Caddis are active around first light, followed by blue-winged olives and midges later in the morning, while grasshoppers are also becoming more noticeable along the river. Nymphing remains the most productive approach, especially in faster pocket water and riffles where fish are holding deeper. Use enough weight to get flies down, then consider switching to dries if fish begin rising mid-morning. Dry dropper setups with a chubby Chernobyl and a small black nymph such as a zebra midge can also be effective. The best fishing continues to be from Glenshire through the canyon, especially below Boca, where colder water is helping keep fish active. The Little Truckee flows have dropped considerably between Stampede and Boca and are currently around 39 CFS. With water this low, fishing can vary throughout the day, so early mornings and evenings offer the best opportunities. Some algae is also beginning to show up in certain sections and may collect on flies. Water temps remain relatively stable thanks to the tailwater release, averaging in the mid-50s, although shallow and slower sections can reach 58 to 60 degrees. Midges are the primary early morning hatch, while pale morning duns become more active by mid-morning and again in the evening. Caddis are also appearing later in the day. Both indicator nymphing and dry fly fishing can be productive right now. Focus nymphing efforts on deeper pools while rising fish throughout the day make dry dropper setups another good option. Small flies in sizes 18 to 20 are working best, including midges, PMDs, and caddis patterns. Long leaders, 6X tippet, and a good presentation remain especially important in the low, clear water. With flows down, many fish are concentrating near the inlet to Boca Reservoir, where deeper water provides additional coverage. A quick word from our sponsor, Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're planning a weekend camping trip or a day on the trail, the employee owners at the Mountain Hardware and Sports are here to help you. They offer trusted outdoor brands in everything from tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags to hiking footwear, water filtration, camp cooking gear, and trail essentials. Their experienced team can help you find the right gear so you can spend more time enjoying the outdoors with confidence. Stop by any of their four locations in the Truckee Tao area or shop online to get trail ready. Fishing at Donner Lake remains fair, although the shore bite is slowing down this time of year. Rainbow trout can still be caught from the west end using power bait, worms, and spinners, with slip sinker rigs producing the best results from the shore. If you're on the boat, you'll find fish suspended at varying depths. While Mackinac have moved deeper to around 100 to 130 feet, Kokanee schools are generally holding between 60 to 80 feet. Early mornings from roughly 5:30 to 10 a.m. offer the best fishing. Cooler temps, more active fish, and less recreational traffic. The Donner Lake boat ramp is scheduled to close September 14th for renovations. Boca Reservoir continues to be the area's most productive fishing destinations, with healthy water levels and consistent action throughout the lake. Early mornings and late evenings are the best times to fish, especially before recreational boat traffic increases. Trout fishing has been productive near the dam, where if you're on the shore, you'll find success with worms, power bait, and rooster tails. The Kokanee bite remains one of the strongest in the region, with schools of 10 to 12 inch fish providing steady action. Trolling wedding rings behind flashers and covering plenty of water has been the most effective approach for locating Kokanee. Water levels at Stampede Reservoir continue to drop, but the lake is still providing a variety of fishing opportunities. Kokanee fishing remains consistent near the Sage Hen and Little Truckee inlets, with pink or orange hoochies behind dodgers producing fish around 50 to 70 feet deep. Most kokanee are on the smaller side, at roughly 8 to 9 inches. And if you're looking for rainbow trout, you'll find success trolling Rapalas. While if you're on the shore, you can target trout near the dam with worms, power bait, and spinners. Smallmouth bass fishing also remains good around the dam and rocky shoreline, making Stampede a solid option for anglers looking to target several species in one trip. Prosser Reservoir is around 70% full and continues to offer productive fishing. With noticeably less boat traffic than some other local waters, cutthroat and rainbow trout fishing has been particularly good near the north end, where worms, powerbait, and salmon eggs are producing quality fish. Several larger cutthroat have also been reported recently, and the bass fishing remains strong, with fish actively feeding around weed lines, submerged structure, and warmer pockets of water. Crawdad imitations, senkos, and inline spinners such as rooster tails have all been effective. With opportunities for both trout and bass, Prosser continues to provide consistent fishing for anglers of all experience levels. Your local 101.5 Fishing Report is brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston to purchase all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out from the water for the day. As you enjoy our local rivers, lakes, and reservoirs, remember to help protect the places that make these experiences possible by practicing Leave No Trace principles. Pack it in, pack it out, and do your part to keep our fisheries clean and healthy for future generations. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website at mountainhardwareandsports.com. That was your 101.5 Fishing Report. Listen anytime on demand at truckytoweradio.com or subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform. Just search KTKE. Yeah.